Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. A protest is being organized to counter President Donald Trump's arrival tomorrow at the Columbia Airport in mid-Missouri. A second anti-Trump rally will take place outside the Boone County Courthouse as well in mid-Missouri. All requests for absentee ballots in Missouri must be signed by the voter and received in the county clerk's office no later than 5 p.m. today. The ballots must be voted, notarized, and returned by mail to the clerk's office before 7 p.m. Election Day next Tuesday. Early absentee voting in person ends next Monday at 5 p.m. A Missouri appeals court has reversed a lower bench ruling that will allow a 2017 lawsuit against the state's voter ID law to move forward. Tony Rothard with the ACLU, which brought the case, notes it'll be unnecessary litigation if another more recent lawsuit is upheld.
It's possible our case will become unimportant because everyone will be able to vote as they have since the mid-90s by showing any one of a multitude of forms of identification.
The Missouri Supreme Court is now considering whether to accept an appeal of a lower court's decision that struck down photo requirements in Missouri's voter ID law. Legislation expanding STEM education in schools was signed into law yesterday by Governor Mike Parson and Southeast Missouri's Poplar Bluff. Brian Howsworth reports.
The governor called the legislature back into special session in September for the bipartisan bill, which was a top priority for House Speaker Todd Richardson and House Minority Leader Gina Mitton. The bill allows the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, DESE, to create a STEM career awareness program for students in grades 6 through 8. Senate sponsor Doug Leibler tells Missouri Net many of today's computer science jobs go unfilled because not enough students have been trained for the positions.
A 13-year-old junior high school student in Southeast Missouri's Poplar Bluff was still in juvenile custody yesterday after allegedly bringing a gun to school. The superintendent said other students spotted the handgun and reported it to administrators. A man is facing second-degree murder allegations for assaulting another man in far southeast Missouri's Steele. 32-year-old Mark Crocker has been charged after 43-year-old Jason Lee Mayfield died 2 weeks after being airlifted to a Memphis hospital. A 15- and 16-year-old are charged with murder and robbery in the death of a retired St. Louis sergeant who was killed during a botched robbery Monday. A juvenile court will determine whether the teens will stand trial as adults. A 4-year-old boy who reportedly vanished last week in Jefferson City is dead. Police Lieutenant Dave Williams says no arrests have been made in the death of Darnell Gray.
Now it is an investigation into his death. I'm not going to specifically say whether or not we believe parties involved. We do know that he is deceased and that it was not by his own accord.
Gray's body was found by a searcher on a new path identified through the investigation. You'll find more news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to Missouri Net News.